Come here.
We're trapped. They're shooting pepper balls at us. They've thrown out tear gas, flashbangs.
As protesters continue to draw attention to the issue of police brutality nationwide, police reform measures that have been stalled for years are finally gaining momentum in some parts of the country. In New York State, state legislators appear to have enough votes to overhaul one of the strictest police privacy laws in the country, a decade-old statute known as 50A. It's a measure that severely restricts the public from accessing police misconduct records. In the past week, its reform has been something that even two frequent foes, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, seem to agree on.
I would sign a bill today that reforms 50A. I would sign it today.
The legislature right now could repeal the 50A legislation, the 50A law that is holding back transparency in police discipline.
But with New York State lawmakers currently hammering out exact details, it's still unclear how far the 50A reform will go towards meeting growing demands for police accountability. For more on this, I'm joined now by Josefa Velasquez, state capitol reporter for The City, a nonprofit newsroom covering New York City. Thanks for being with us, Josefa.
Thank you for having me.
So 50A has been around since the 70s, that's the 1970s, but it's been used more strictly since the killing of Eric Garner by a police officer in 2014. What has the stricter interpretation of this law looked like?
So, as you mentioned, it's been around since the 70s, and its original intent was to basically shield and protect law enforcement when it came to testifying against possible criminal activity. But really, over the last 5 or so years, 50A has been interpreted in a much stricter fashion, which lets it be used to shield personnel records. And that practice, which has only really been in effect for the de Blasio administration since 2016, was put in place after police department lawyers decided that previously NYPD allowed the press and the public to informally review bare bones records of disciplinary findings against police officers. But the police department lawyers had decided that that was a violation of this 58 statute, which shields not just the disciplinary records and the personnel records of police, but also fire department officials and any sort of uniformed law enforcement.
I guess the question for a lot of people is probably, why would a law like this exist? I mean, these are public servants made to protect the public. So what's the purpose of having a law like this?
So initially it was to help shield personal information for law enforcement. We're talking about home addresses, any sort of identifying information that might make them a target if they did in fact testify against a witness. And initially it hadn't been interpreted as strictly as it has been over the last few years, but it has really sort of morphed into a completely different animal. And Frank Padovan, who was the state senator at the time who helped pass this bill in the 70s, had previously said, you know, this wasn't what we were intended to do with all of this. We didn't mean to shield all of this information from the public. It's being misinterpreted by the courts. And so now there has been a renewed push to get this section of the law repealed.
What's behind that push? And because it seems, as we said at the top, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio don't often see eye to eye on many things, but they seem to agree that this is something that has to happen. What's inspiring this push? And I mean, how far is it really going to go? What's it really going to change if it is repealed?
Right. So I think there has been a forced effort to repeal this law after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. And it really comes down to the fact that the police officer involved in the George Floyd killing, reports there have said this officer has had previous misconduct allegations and use of excessive force. If that had happened in New York, we wouldn't been able to see that. We would not have known that a police officer had previous interactions with the community where they have allegedly used excessive force against that. And that has really buoyed this entire push in New York, just because the records here are so strict. And at this point in time, I think it's too early to tell what exactly the reforms to 50A are. I think the mayor and the governor have sort of given themselves a wiggle room to figure out how the legislature will interpret this. Is it a full repeal of 50A, or is it repeal and replace 50A with something else? That could mean that personnel records are only released if there are allegations of misconduct or improper use of force against a police officer, or it could also mean anyone could have access to a police officer's disciplinary records or personnel records if they file a Freedom of Information Act filing against them.
I just want to ask, I'm assuming the police union is not in favor of this. Is that right?
That's correct. They're very adamantly opposed to all this.
Thanks so much. Josefa Velasquez is a state capitol reporter for The City. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we asked you about your perceptions of the police and whether it's changing in this moment.
The police are dangerous to people of color, especially men of color, but women as well.
I generally have respect for police officers and the good job they, by and large, do. I imagine it is rewarding at times and also thankless at times. However, Mr. Floyd's death has made it all too clear that there are people doing that job because it gives them power and not because they want to help people.
I haven't had faith in the police since I was in college, and I realized just why they're there. They're just there to uphold white supremacist values and to keep the top 1% safe while the rest of us are basically on our own.
It's been like this since before my time, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
Keep giving us your feedback at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.